As we continue on Talk of the Nation, the Boeing company is expected to announce its plans to market a new plane later today at its manufacturing plant in Everett, Washington. The proposed jet, the 7E7 Dreamliner, is mid-sized, lightweight, fuel-efficient, and designed for long, non-stop flights. It would be the first new commercial jet introduced by Boeing in over a decade. Joining us now from his home in Des Moines, Washington, is T.M. Sell. He's a professor of political economics at Highline Community College, the author of Wings of Power, Boeing and the Politics of Growth in the Northwest, and good of you to be with us.
Thank you, Neil.
Boeing's headquarters are currently in Chicago. Today's announcement would come out of Washington State. This should be a big deal for Everett, shouldn't it?
It's a good thing overall. It's a mixed blessing, as most of these things are, but it's a little shot of pride for the region.
Now, the field of big competitors in the commercial airline business has dwindled down pretty much to Boeing and European-based Airbus, hasn't it?
That's about it. It wouldn't be surprising, you know, within 50 years to see other competitors, but for the near term,
well,
that's the game.
Earlier this year, Airbus announced it was outdoing Boeing in sales and deliveries for the first time. What's Airbus doing right that allowed it to overtake the giant Boeing?
They took some risks on new products when Boeing was hemming and hawing. One major thing they did that tends to get overlooked is they have cockpit commonality. If you're trained to fly one Airbus aircraft, you can pretty much fly all of them, and that's a great selling point.
Some people say that Boeing has taken its eye off the ball and focused more attention on its defense contracts rather than on commercial aviation.
I don't know that that's true, but I think what they have taken their eye off is long-term profitability in favor of sort of trying to boost the stock in the short term, and that's not the way Boeing used to operate since their sort of merger with McDonnell Douglas. However, that seems to be their chief focus. So today might represent some change.
Now, they're announcing the place where the 77 will be built, but it's not going to be available on the, you know, you won't be able to board one and fly across the country or fly to Europe for a few years yet. Airbus has already come out with its new and improved plane, the A330. Is Boeing behind, lagging behind?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the A330-200 is not exactly new and improved. It's better than the 767 at this point, but it's a derivative, and the 77 will be a quantum leap ahead of the A330-200. On top of which, by the time it comes out, there's a much better chance that Boeing's customers will have enough money to actually buy the thing.
Been a big depression in the airline business of late. Now, in what respects is it a leap forward?
The fuel efficiency, the overall performance. Boeing was very close to launching a plane like this back in the 1980s, and then fuel prices stabilized. But as it is now, with the carriers needing to sort of squeeze every dollar out of the operation that they can, this could very well be precisely the right product for this kind of market.
It could also be precisely the right time for Boeing to make a major announcement. There's been a few embarrassments. Phil Condit resigned as CEO, and an ethics scandal with defense contracts and a Pentagon employee that Boeing wooed.
Precisely the kind of thing I was talking about with a focus on the short-term bottom line. They could have, instead of leasing them to the government, sold them to the government, simply accepted less profit. As it was, they seemed to assume that nobody would notice that they were engaged in what appears to be a bit of gouging.
And as you look ahead, with the introduction of this aircraft, does Boeing's future in commercial aviation look solid?
It looks a lot better than it did a week ago, because prior to this, they hadn't launched a new aircraft since the 777 back in 95, which is still a great product, still my personal favorite plane to fly. So they needed to do something to say to the investment community and the aviation market, hey, we're still in this game.
Mm. A lot of frequent flyers would say, asked if what's their favorite plane to fly, would say none of the above. But I guess that's an issue for the airlines as well. T.M. Sell, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
T.M. Sell is the author of Wings of Power, Boeing and the Politics of Growth in the Northwest. He was with us from his home in Des Moines, Washington. In Washington, D.C., I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.